Okay, Rui. Rui, just tell me about the new deal with the team and how you feel about obviously back on KTM. That's a good thing.
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, it's I'm really pleased the way things have been going with the Ice One Racing team, and yeah, they are working really hard and to try to put the team on the top level, and I really appreciate that. You know, it was great to meet everyone there, and yeah, it's a new challenge in my career. Obviously, it's going to be good to be back with KTM. I left a lot of good people that I worked with in the past, and I'm happy that I can come back and work with them again. And yeah, really happy with everything.
What obviously you didn't have a sort of year you wanted to have. You know, you showed signs last year, and also every now and then this year. But it never really, you know, due to your injuries or whatever, it never really came about. And things are tough in MX1. You know, there's so many riders and so few teams. How difficult was it for you in that period of not knowing whether you would stay with Honda or where you would go?
Yeah, sure, it was difficult. You know, it was, I can say 2012 was probably the toughest year of my career. You know, it was really, really difficult to deal with all the injuries I had, and just trying to fight back, and just what was not going my way, and I was just getting injured that I couldn't do my own program in the week to try and improve for on the weekend. So at one stage I was going just race to race and just racing the way as I could, and we had also some mechanical problems that didn't help, but yeah, it was obviously it's a mechanical sport, and I fully understand it, but it was all some things that were putting together and were making it difficult, but we never gave up, you know, like we fought with what we had, and some races were good, which I was happy with, and some not really, and I learned a lot from those, and yeah, it was definitely 2012, I think, the toughest of my career in everything. So it was also one year where I learned a lot about well, what happened during that year, and I think things can go just better from now on, and I'm fully motivated to work hard and just have a little bit of things on my way that I can do my program and just go healthy to the race and stay healthy all year so I can prove that I can run with the guys up front.
Yep. Tell me, when I think about you and you think about the MX2 results you had, you're not a big guy. Is it possible you'll ride the 350? Would that be better than the 450 for you?
No, we definitely going to ride with 450, like.
Okay. What? Why would you choose the 450?
Well, it was pretty much a decision together with the team, you know. Like, the first year when I moved from MX2 to MX1, I rode 1 year with the, the first year where the 350 was out, and was a smart move, you know, to go from 250 to 350, not such a big change straight into the 450. It was good. It was a good step, even though if I didn't start and couldn't test all winter and do my own things. But, you know, I came into the season like in the third round, if I remember, like I was injured, so. But now, riding 2 years on a 450, yeah, we definitely choose the way of keeping it on a 450. And yes, KTM is a really good 450, so I'm looking forward to ride there. And have a good bike. We're going to work really hard during the winter to make things good, and then the bike suits me. So yeah, should be good.
MX1 class is just, as everybody knows, it's super stacked, and it's only going to get more difficult this year with Tommy and Roulants and Van Horebeek, and I mean, it's a matter of having everything going right, isn't it? Because if you are injured or if you do have problems with your bike, you pretty much can count yourself out of the top 10. Is that Is that difficult, or is that something you, that is actually enjoyable to for when you do get in the top five and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think it's good for the sport to have such a competitive class. You know, like there is so many guys riding really fast, and there is a lot of guys fighting for the same place, which it makes it really spectacular for us and for the public and for everyone. And obviously, when you, as you can see at the moment, real starts are really important at the MX1 class, because you wanna just start. Have a good start and then just ride up front makes things easier. But even when you are in the back, it's nice battles, and you always makes you like motivated to try and pass more and more guys and just come up front. But yeah, there is a lot out there, and the thing is just it's not anymore about big differences; it's small differences that are making at the end of the day. Being up front or being about 15th place. So you need to work on those, and I can tell you from my side, 2012, I learned a lot from everything. So I just gotta work hard, during the winter, and take it as a big challenge, and then just go out there and do my best.
Just a couple more questions. The calendar for next year, I mean, we've got that Saturday night race in Qatar. I mean, that sounds pretty interesting. What do you think of the calendar?
Yeah, it sounds good, you know. Obviously, it's a different start. It never happened before. With the first year, we're going to go to Qatar. It's new for everyone, and especially a night race. I think it's exciting for everyone. And I think if this happens, maybe soon. I mean, soon we're maybe going to have different places where we can go. And the calendar, yeah, it's also we're going. Some new races, some new tracks, so it's going to be interesting. There is some stay the same, and at the end of the day, it's a long championship, and you need to be good at every round and all around, so you can, at the end of the year, you can count and see where you are. It's not about anymore about riding good in the sand or hard pack or whatever. You need to be good everywhere, and that's my goal, and I want to be consistent and have good results, and at the end of the year, make count and see where I'm at.
Yep. Okay, last question, just back to the donations. You did pretty well at the donations. You know, you led a race for a while. Can you tell me, as a GP rider and a European, what that was like racing against the Americans who obviously weren't on the pace like they normally are? Do you think the GP guys have caught up, or do you think it was just Lommel was just a big advantage?
It was difficult for me, you know, like I didn't race the last two GPs and couldn't be on the bike until 2 days before the race, and I was just riding about 80% because with my shoulder blade injury, yeah, it was so tough, but I wanted to race for my country, you know, like I wanted to do that, and went through a lot of pain all weekend, and it was really tough mentally and physically, so yeah, I was... But I was enjoying it, you know, the track was really rough, and I think it was something different for everyone because, the track was different than, the track where we practice, but with the Americans, I don't know, I think the difference is that they don't have this really deep sand as we have like Cuomo, and obviously there were guys that were really strong, and I don't know, you know, I cannot say if it was the sand or if it was the riders or if we catch up, or one thing it was that day there was not a big difference. So, I mean like in the past, and USA couldn't win, but you know, like I don't know, next year we will see again, and I think it's just a matter of like you know, Motocross of Nations has been like this for the last year, like there is so many changes and so many, like everything is decided on the last moto, and you never know what can happen that day, you know, there's so many riders involved in every team, and you know, like six motos for every team, so yeah, it makes a big difference, you know, you're just not racing yourself, you are a three rider, and yeah, a lot of can happen, so, and yeah, this year Germany was stronger, so yeah.
Yep. Okay, Rui, thanks very much, and have a good winter.
Yeah, cool.